friends and folks, and welcome to the Jodoquorum. I almost said Oops All Anime because it's because of things. Hi, I'm Six Damar.
Hi, I'm the Absolute Destiny Apocalypse, Alan.
And we're joined on this episode by the incarnation of time itself. Hi, Father Time. How's it going?
Hi. Thanks for having me. Very excited to be here.
So tell me, like, people always, like draw, there are, like, a couple of representations of you. I feel like often people draw you as, like, a skeleton with, like, a scythe and shit, you know, like death. Doesn't it seem a little, like, kind of, like, focusing on the bad over the good to you?
You know what? There's no bad way to interpret it. I mean, if you want to interpret it that way, by all means. I like wearing the hoods every Sunday. I got a big beard. They got that right, too.
All right. Well, wow. Wow. I didn't know about the beard. I thought that was a Santa thing.
Yeah. I like it's Saturday.
All right. If people want to find you on Twitter, what's your other name?
Yeah, sure. It's at Unstable Arc. I say random stuff every now and then, but sometimes I don't.
Okay. Would you prefer us to refer to you as Arc or as Time, or how do you want us to refer to you on this podcast?
You know, I've gotten used to my mortal name of Lee, so let's go with Lee. I think that works Lee. Well, yeah?
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, thanks.
So now we've had, on the quorum, we've had a podcaster, of course. We've had a teacher, a bunch of lamos that no one cares about, and now time. Wow. So that's pretty cool.
Hey, you gotta get those demographics in, you know?
You really
you
do.
You do. This bit was a complete waste of time, but...
Oh, did I hear time?
There it is! Wow, you did it!
But now we're ready to talk about number 554.
Oh, almost close to 555.
So close.
So, well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Really?
We're talking about Darumaka, the Zen Charm Pokemon.
Aw, hey, friend.
He's so dancey. Look at him.
He's just dancing.
So first observation here, his eyes are physically connected by his mouth.
Ooh.
I don't think that's permanent. I think that's just him smiling.
Yeah, when I smile, my teeth don't touch my eyeballs.
I mean, they probably can if you try hard enough.
I'm trying right now. I'm actually totally trying right now.
No, I really can't even come close.
No, because my eyes go further away when the further I smile. They like
push.
That's how skin works.
Turns out.
Darumaka, I did some research since the last time we talked about actual Pokemon to rank, and that was, what, a decade ago? 15 years ago, I think?
It was a while.
Darumaka, based on the Daruma dolls, which are popular in Japan and Japanese culture. There's the whole thing about Daruma burning ceremonies, which is why, presumably why Darumaka is fire type. Getting back to the Gen 5 thing of just like basing them on little bits of mythology or culture, like things that don't necessarily translate, hence why its English name is the same as its Japanese name.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Daruma, but it's Darumaka instead. The Wikipedia, as usual, attempts to guess its name origin being a combination of Daruma and Maka, which is crimson. That's a crimson Daruma. It's very cute. I would argue its design is almost a little too simple, but I think that is the point. Like, I think that little just, like, orb with hands is the point.
Sometimes you just gotta go simple. Simple works. In this case, I think it works.
Yeah.
Although, reading the white Pokedex entry...
Uh-oh.
Darumaka's droppings are hot, so people use to put them in their clothes to keep themselves warm.
No! He's hot shit! Literally.
I don't know if that changes things.
And you can also check off another box, which is absurd Pokedex temperatures. When it sleeps, it pulls its limbs into its body, and its internal fire goes down to just a normal ass 1100 degrees Fahrenheit. That's
so
not
tasty.
Weird.
Let's. Okay, is there any context I could get for? I want to be able to Google. Give me context for a temperature. Right?
Yeah, what else is 1100 degrees?
If I'm Googling 1100 degrees Fahrenheit, it's not really giving me anything. It's just telling me how to convert it, which is not what I want.
Yeah.
Let's see. How hot is lava?
Okay,
lava
there you go.
Is on the cooler side, it's okay. So that's about as hot as fresh lava from Hawaii.
Okay,
that's reasonable. That's not too bad.
And you only find Darmok in the desert. It's not like a commonly found Pokemon. It's hiding there.
Well, there are two problems though here.
Sure.
One is that it gets hotter, of course, when its legs aren't tucked in, apparently.
Uh huh.
And the other is it moves around. Here's a picture of Darmok standing on grass. There would be no grass.
Yeah, I assume it can hold its internal heat, though.
Oh, you mean that's at the core. Oh, you're right. Internal fire. You're right. This is like the Earth's core. So there's just like, man, there's intense layers of insulation. You could probably skin a Darumaka and make like the world's most intense coat. You could
probably make an energy source out of this guy, dude.
Toss one of these bad boys in a fern. No, let's not talk about making that happen at all. Let's instead not talk about that. They don't mention anything about them being used for luck or anything like that, other than it being, like you said, the Zen charm Pokemon. I wish there was anything other than, like, it's hot.
Well, but I do appreciate that they're not like, if they leaned too hard into the Daruma thing, and just be like, congratulations, you gave a Daruma arms, you know?
Right.
So it is its own thing in a way. Well, as we've been doing of the last couple generations, let's consider it as a whole. Let's look at Darmanitan, the blazing Pokemon, number 555.
Blazing Hot Wings. This is the Buffalo Wild Wings Pokemon.
I liked the eyebrows before. They're fantastic now.
Yeah, it's Heihachi.
There are some Heihachi vibes here. That's true.
I was gonna say Guy Fieri.
Oh no,
I don't know if that's.
I feel like it's a little. Guy Fieri's eyebrows are big, but they're also kind of like passive. He kind of like resting Guy Fieri face. He has a smile, but his eyebrows are a pair of sad caterpillars.
Huh. Its internal fire burns much hotter. It's actually at 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, making enough power that it can destroy a dump truck with one punch. this is much hotter, which makes sense. It's bigger and hotter, and it's developing more like a primate features with the hands, I guess.
I guess so, yeah. 2,500 is about the temperature of the sun's corona.
Oh shit.
So apparently it likes very hot beers. Let's look at these teeth, right?
Yeah, what is going on with those teeth?
Look at these chompers. So those aren't dad ass teeth.
No, those are big. Those are heckin' chompers.
But like, do we want that to be the term? Because no. I think I look at those. I think those are some popcorn eating mouths.
Mouths.
Well, I mean, you know, Zen mode also has a mouth. No, I just, you know, that's the category is popcorn eating mouth. You expect our Darmanitan to open wide and just throw a huge handful of popcorn in.
And we know those are teeth because there is other art, like from Pokemon Conquest, where they're wide open, you know?
Wait, what else would they be?
I don't know. They're shaped weirdly. They're, like, positioned weirdly.
Oh, for a sec, I thought they couldn't close their mouths, but I'm looking at the manga image in Bulbapedia, and, oh, he's hugging him. Look at him.
Aw, lovable. Darmanitan has a secret, though. If you damage a Darmanitan in battle, it cuddles up into a sphere, and it becomes Zen Mode Darmanitan, which is Fire Psychic type, a great typing we don't see very often. I think the only other Fire Psychic I can think of is Delphox.
Victini.
You're right. Wait, really?
Yep.
Yeah. Fire. Okay, yeah. So Victini and Delphox. And Zen Mode is, you don't really see much about Zen Mode. It's much more like scared and timid and cold. Mm.
The Bulbapedia suggests that perhaps its appearance is based on see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. With the, you know, like it's got its hands over its ears and its mouth shut and its eyes are.
Is that what it's trying to do? It might explain the whole primate thing. Yeah.
I don't think it looks good.
No, it's basically a ball with teeth and arms.
Yeah. And like. I appreciate the idea, I guess, of, like, I think that the, it gets all, like, but what does that, what the fuck does that mean, what does it mean to go Zen like, what does it really mean? I feel like that's a concept of Zen in modern society has been so twisted and distorted that it is effectively a meaningless term. I remember when Zen meant something. I'm just saying, like what makes it Zen? I mean, I guess it's psychic type now. Is psychic Zen? Is that what we're doing?
It doesn't even look like it's Zen. It doesn't look peaceful. He looks super anxious.
He looks differently stressed. Yeah.
Like, I really don't want to be here.
Also, he's lost a toe on each foot.
Yep. He's only got 3 feet.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. He lost his thumb toe. Now he can't grab stuff.
I remember there being a whole thing about Darmaka and Darmanitan in Black One, but I don't remember what the specifics of that was. And being able to transform them. It says that they transform in the games based on current HP and ability. I don't know how ability would affect that. Maybe it's just like it changes forms more often.
I think if I remember right, there were stone statue ones that came up. Yes. And if you captured those had the hidden abilities already on them. So you didn't have to do that whole breeding thing in order to get it.
God, they did that so much in Gen 5. But like... Mm-hmm. If you do a bunch of stuff, I'll give you an Eevee, but it has an Eevee with anticipation, like the ability being the thing that's rare about it, which is interesting. I definitely want to keep Darumaka. I could hear an argument for not keeping Darmanitan, to be honest with you. I'm not particularly in love with it.
I like the idea of Zen mode, but there's also nothing about Zen mode that suggests it needs to be part of an evolution.
Also,
what if Darumaka had Zen mode?
And I feel like the simplicity of Darumaka brings out the cuteness factor more. It's hard to do like tough looking ones in a simple design, and I don't know if it fully works for Darmanitan right now.
Yeah. I mean, Mankey's a tough looking little guy.
Yeah, but I feel he has like more design in him than this guy. It's just like less detailed Darumaka with bigger eyebrows and teeth.
It's true.
Big
true.
Teeth. Hihi Daruma, which can mean basically hot Daruma or ape Daruma or, you know, blazing Daruma.
However this goes, it seems like we're cutting Darmanitan.
I think so. It's also not really good shiny if we're really getting down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
It's an interesting decision to make it this like kind of, what color would you call that? Purpley?
I would say almost like a mauve.
Yeah, it's like a wine color kind of.
Yeah, wine.
Yeah, it's there's definitely like a. Yeah.
And Zen mode's just a darker blue.
Yeah.
I do like the Zen mode shiny, but not enough to justify keeping.
Not enough to keep this. Yeah.
So would you all want? Oh, we should also change the Darumaka shiny. The Darumaka shiny is just like
it's just a
lightly lighter color.
Creamy pink, kind of.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Not working for me.
Looks like bubblegum.
I'd eat it. Wait, no.
Okay. So keep Darumaka. What do we want to do about Zen mode? Let's just cut it. They can do this better.
Yeah, because if you go from Darumaka to Zen mode, that doesn't make sense either.
Yeah, it evolves to be more chill. Can't relate.
It wouldn't be an evolution. It would just be like, oh, it gets below 50 HP.
It's just sad now.
But yeah, no, that doesn't work. I guess we're moving on to 5, 5, 6. Maractus.
I want to give Maractus a chance because the kind of running gag between us has been that Maractus is the kind of Pokemon that my eyes glaze over the second I look at them. I already forget what they look like. We already have cacti Pokemon. It is cute, definitely. It's pure grass type, which isn't really that special. It's another cactus. Hey, guys. It's a dancing cactus, specifically.
It's a maraca cactus.
It uses an up-tempo song and dance to drive away birds.
It makes maraca sounds. I don't...
Lee, thoughts?
I don't know, because... I can't recall. Did you guys keep Cacnea and Cacturne?
No.
No,
absolutely not.
We could use a cactus.
Yeah, this is a better cactus than them. They were just trash men.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the idea of. I don't know why. I just kind of want a cactus.
Yeah, it's
fair. And it has cute. An uwu face. That's mm-hmm. cute.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. It's like a sharp uwu.
Hell yeah, it's a sharp uwu. You can cut yourself on that uwu. Oh
my god. We're now in, I just realized we're in the Desert Resort, like, series of Pokemon. Smaragdus is all, and Darmanitan and Dwebble and the next couple are all desert pals.
Check out the shiny. It's an odd color, like it. But I like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Got a little more of like a purple to indicate the presence of poison.
Poison, poison.
Oh, I like that. It's like when you highlight doodles in school and you just can't want those colors to pop out.
Yeah, yeah. We got any good side game stuff? Okay, so in Pokemark 2, it's basically the same as every single Pokedex entry. It likes to dance. Thanks. Glad for that context.
Thank you. It dances. It's a dancer. Uses an up-tempo song. Makes it sound like maracas. You know?
Every Pokedex entry about rhythm and up-tempo songs.
Uh-huh.
It just feels like this, like, I'm willing to let this one in, but it feels like it's on thin ice. You just need to say more.
Thin sand.
Oh, it doesn't even have a Pokedex entry in Gen 7.
A lot of Pokemon don't. I don't know why.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, that's disappointing.
But it sure is the thing that we should be mad about, that they won't be in Gen 8, isn't it?
Dexter. I'm getting... Nope, we don't need to follow up on that. But I'm still frustrated. Pokemon, as of this recording, Sword and Shield have still not come out. This will probably be our last episode recorded before they do. And people are still mad. The games aren't out yet.
New ways to be shitty. Yep, yep.
You know they're going to buy it.
They are the best-selling games on Amazon right now.
Let's think about it this way. Can we make any small adjustments to Maractus to make us a little more enthusiastic?
An evolution.
That's not a small adjustment.
Okay.
We're not capable. Like, if we have something else that you want to be like, and it evolves into this other Pokemon we already have, but we can't sit here and design another Pokemon.
The shiny's good.
I do like the shiny, but there's nothing to indicate that it's dancing, really, you know?
I mean, it's got his hands in the air, as though it doesn't care.
You fucker.
And it's kind of got its hips kind of at a skew.
A dishonest skew.
No, those hips don't lie. That is true.
Shakira. Okay. It has these cactuses on top of its head, right?
Sure.
And those are, I think, supposed to be like hair.
Uh-huh.
I want them moved so that they're like ponytails. Or pigtails, excuse me.
Oh.
Oh, like off to the side and back?
Yeah.
I think that would look cute. Yeah.
I think that works. A cool idea. I know we're not talking about evolutions. Like, that's what you would do to fix it. Mm-hmm. But a cool idea for an evolution is like lean in. Instead of just doing the simple like Ludicolo, it's going to be more like a dancer.
It's going to be more racist?
No, make it less racist and just make it like a flamenco dancer. Like, it still, you know, has maracas features.
Oh, so like, it develops, like, super well-shaped legs?
Yes.
Like really intensely, like, probably the best rendered thing in Pokemon to a degree that makes everyone but, you know, certain types of people really uncomfortable?
Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. And I'm drinking water over
this
here.
This is a very Allied idea.
Uh-huh,
I wanted to destroy my Switch. Although... I don't know. If it had like a flamenco kind of skirt, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be down with it getting a skirt. That'd be all right. That'd be all right. You know, I don't think we need to write these down. Just like, you know, this is one of those ones where, of course, you know, Game Freak, we know you're listening. It seems like a time where more than ever you're looking to your audience for feedback. We're not like those other assholes. You should listen to our feedback. And you should make... Maractus have a flamingo dance revolution and maybe do something with the hair.
We expect a response in 48 hours.
The episode might not even be up yet in that time, but do it and respond anyways, damn it.
They'll know.
Oh, they've got a direct line. Okay. You know.
I mean, as we established, the Google's Home are always listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's the ultimate, they all just go to Game Freak. Let's talk about Dwebble.
Dwebble.
Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about Dwebble. Ishizumai.
What? That sounds cool.
Ishi.
I like Zumai. That sounds good.
Ishi is stone. Sumai is dwelling. or house?
It's Dwebble.
It's Dwebble.
Oh, look. Scroll down a little bit. See the Dwebble without its rock.
Oh, my God. Give it the rock back. Don't take that.
I'm sorry, Dwebble.
I'm sorry.
And the one right underneath it. Look at all that confidence with his rock.
He's doing great. He's doing great. I'm so proud of him.
So it's... Okay, okay. This is a rare instance of even the type of Pokemon being an incredible pun. So it's the Rock-in, R-I-N-N, Pokemon. Rock. But it's also the Rock-in, hyphen in. And it's also the Rockin' Pokemon.
That's really good. It's the Rock-in Pokemon. It's cute. I've seen things like this in real life. It reminds me of like going to the beach and like lifting up a rock and being like, oh, God.
Yeah, hermit crab. Yeah. It's like a cute one of those because those things are usually kind of like monstrous and scary.
And, well, you think, oh, man, Dwebble's so cute. And then you read the Pokedex entries. This Pokemon can easily melt holes in hard rocks with a liquid secreted from its mouth. Uh-oh.
Like a carpenter ant, almost.
Yeah.
And
you ever been bit by a carpenter ant? It sucks.
I don't go outside.
Yeah, you don't have to if you're probably in the right part of the world.
Oh, yeah, shit. You're right.
They're like, oh, you've got a wall in the way? Check it out. I'm a carpenter.
No more wall.
Yeah, it finds itself a suitable rock and just hawks a nice loogie on that friend.
Oh, my God. Pokepark 2. Sorry. He likes corners. He is quiet, but he is quite bold at heart. God damn. What a sweetheart.
I love the fact that every single Pokedex entry just wants you to know it makes a hole in a rock.
Like, listen, if there's a rock and Dwebble wants to get in there, it will get in there by making a hole. It's going to spin in that rock. You're going to carry that weight, Dwebble.
You're in the park. It's like, oh, man, I found this weird-looking rock. It's like, hang on, I got a guy.
What am I going to do? I've got this rock that needs to have a hole in it. I will note the shiny is subdued but good, like a darker red for or darker orange for the creature itself.
It's and tan.
Darker for the rock. It just looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's subtle, but it works. Yeah. It looks more lobstery now.
It's a rock lobster.
Oh,
oh my God. We're keeping Dwebble.
Oh yeah.
You did it. You made it happen. We really do lean towards cuter Pokemon, though, but that's fair. My least favorite Pokemon is ever approaching, and we'll talk about that. But
here's the thing. Pokemon should usually be cute. Sometimes they cannot be cute, and that's valid. But as a whole, I want cute Pokemon. Yeah. I'm not afraid to say it.
It's too bad, baby.
Let's talk about Crustle.
What's going on? My name's Crustle.
Crustle?
Well, there's a T, so it's definitely Crustle.
Oh, Crust, right. Crustle. Ew.
You get another shot of without its rock, where it just looks like
a crab?
Kinda like a cross between like a crab and like a pill bug. It doesn't look great.
So Crustle looks like instead of getting anxious when he leaves home, he just gets cranky.
Hmm.
Oh, good point, good point.
So here's my question.
Okay.
Why?
It's bigger.
No, but why does he have a big-ass rock? Like, how does this benefit him in any way? It's like... This is like the fucking Death Stranding Pokemon. He's just carrying an entire fucking continent on his goddamn back for no reason.
I watched a compilation today that was just different people who, like... Because in Death Stranding, you can, like, leave ladders for other players... And people just leaving ladders on the side of mountains that don't go anywhere. So it's just people with gigantic packages taking ladders and then dropping it down a mountain. I loved it. I laughed a lot.
I took a ladder that went to nowhere and I managed to like Skyrim recover it. And then I landed at the bottom and made like a frowny face sign in front of the ladder. Don't use this ladder.
Bad ladder. When Crustle's boulder is broken in battles for territory, it feels unsure and begins to weaken.
Yeah, but why carry it? Because all it says is, like, the white entry says, possesses legs of enormous strength, enabling it to carry heavy slabs for many days. But why is it carrying it?
Comfort, right, safety? Like,
it's with Dwebble, it makes sense. With Dwebble, it's like, okay, he can sort of duck in there. Krustle doesn't seem like that's way too big for Krustle to duck into. Like, is there anything about like he's got like furniture in there?
Oh God, it turns into Frankenstein when he goes shiny, though. I will say that. Ick.
Oh, that's not good.
That's a bad shiny.
I'm scared.
It's like he has some sort of disease that you got to stay away from.
Yeah, zombie Krustle.
Yeah, I want like. They should have made this so that he's got like a little chimney on this thing. Then I would have been sold. But as is, I think this is a no go.
Yeah, I'm fine with getting rid of Krustle.
Let's get Krusty. Sorry, Krustle. This is an easy one. These are easy cuts. Bring me another one.
Scraggy, the shedding Pokemon.
Oh God.
The original dead ass teeth, like the progenitor. I know chronologically that's not true, but like, look at that mouth and tell me I'm wrong, teeth.
This is the ultimate teeth. Scraggy's cute when you think of it as like a tough gangster, like kid trying to look cool, and then you remember that the pants that it's holding up are its skin, which is still cool. It's just disgusting.
Its skin has a rubbery elasticity, so it can reduce damage by defensively pulling up its skin up to its neck. That is gross.
Ew. It immediately headbutts anyone that makes eye contact with it. Its skull is massively thick.
That's not nice.
Nope. Be nice, please.
Scraggy, why you like this?
Why'd you do that, Scraggo?
I mean, it's like when you see a kid, it's like, oh, it looks like a cute kid, but then it starts like shouting and like wrecking everything. It's like, oh, maybe not.
So Scraggy would be the grunts in Honch Crow's Yakuza squad.
See, the thing that they could have, this is so close, they could have had it all, y'all.
Okay,
what if this loose skin was up over their head like a hoodie?
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
then it'd be amazing.
Yeah,
Scraggy seems to encapsulate stereotypes of youth subculture of the past several decades, namely hip-hop or punk.
That's not uncomfortable.
That
gotta
does
be careful
seem
with
weird.
Those youths, I guess.
What's its name in Japanese? Zurugu. Zuru means sneaky person, or Zurui means crafty.
Oh, in Gen 7, they start developing a hierarchy, it looks like, in the Pokedex entries.
Yeah, that's what I remember about them, is that they, like, fight for dominance.
The saggier their skin, the more respect they garner.
Okay, so... Y'all, I liked my idea with, like, the hoodie, but, like, so it's the loose pants Pokemon who's super territorial and is sneaky?
Yeah, I don't think we
can keep this.
Yeah.
This is dipping its toe. Problematic.
This is dipping its toe into something. It's New York, baby.
Oh yeah, that makes it worse. Uh-huh. This is a New York Pokemon, and then its evolution. It makes it okay. We have to cut this line.
Oh no,
Scrafty has a mohawk. It's a punk.
Scrafty is.
Every once in a while, you remember that some people at the Pokemon company are like older. And you're like, why do you think about punks like this? Punks are cool.
Also, why are you racist?
Scrafty's the hoodlum Pokemon.
We can't! This is not okay!
Oh my God, wait. Can we just look at Scrafty shiny for a second and have weird thoughts for a sec? That's a very wacky shiny.
Yeah, it's interesting, but it's not enough to do anything. Just
No.
Okay, we're cutting both of these. I want like a hoodlum Pokemon. That sounds fun, but like great. In practice, what you're doing is not okay.
Mm-mm. I understand. How would you do this well, then? How would you do a good hoodlum?
Give him the hoodie and don't have a bunch of comments about how it's based on hip-hop.
Mm, good point. The kids be wearing their pants too low, though, Six. You know it. Sorry. The Scraggy.
I'm not. You should be sorry to us.
Wow. It's intimidating.
We're going to move on to Sigilyph.
Oh, this
I have fought a lot of Sigilyphs in my Black 2 playthrough. I hate... Psychic Flying is such an annoying typing to deal with. Just pure annoyance.
What even is it? What is it trying to be? I never understood that.
Good question.
I mean, I think it's supposed to be like basically like hieroglyphs brought to life.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like any cohesive thing. It just seems like they mashed up a bunch of colors. Oh, Nazca lines.
Do y'all know what Nazca lines are?
Nope.
They're geoglyphs formed by depressions or shallow incisions made in the Nazca Desert in southern Peru.
Oh, those ones. Sure. Yeah.
I remember my first Nazca line.
I never looked back.
You
never forget your first.
Specifically, there are avian Nazca lines. So it's like a desert pattern, basically.
I think this one's cool.
Yeah. That's actually kind of an interesting bit of history. We got a good shiny. We got good typing, actually.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Pokedex entries. 6 of them start with the phrase, the guardians of an ancient city, comma.
It has a good memory, uses its psychic powers, it always flies the same route. That's it.
You know, I'm not crazy about its design, so I never really was, but I do like the Pokedex entry, the whole, like, ancient guardian, like, angle.
I like that it doesn't look traditional, it looks weird and scary.
Yeah, it's almost alien.
And then its shiny is cool, too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, that does a lot to change to... Yeah, I think it saves it for me, actually, yeah.
So let's keep this friend and keep that shiny.
Almost looks like a pumpkin in the middle.
Yeah. There's a little bit of pumpkin energy.
Symboler, by the way, is the Japanese name.
That's lame.
Symbol
bad
and
job,
Bora.
Bad job. Yeah, that's weak. Not as weak as the Japanese name of the next one. We're talking about Yamask.
Yamask. Oh my god.
Yep.
Yamask or Desumasu.
Is that literally what I think it means?
It's
Death Mask. Or
and Desu and Masu.
Death Mask. Also, pun off of desumasutai, which is a form of polite Japanese, which gets its name from the fact that sentences often end in desu or masu.
Yep.
What does that have to do with it?
Nothing. Literally
nothing. Why would
they
write that? What did he...
That's not on Bulbapedia. That's on the fucking people who named it that.
It's just Death Mask. Death Mask.
And let's not forget the infamous Pokedex entry.
Oh, yeah.
Each of them carries a mask that used to be its face when it was human. Sometimes they look at it and cry.
Big same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see, if you scroll up a little bit to the biology section, you can see a Yamask, the mask of a Yamask removed from a Yamask, yet still crying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's so bleak.
I just love how casual the Pokemon world is. Like, oh, yeah, so this used to be a dead soul. I'm just carrying it around now.
Just hanging out with Drifloon.
Sometimes it looks at it. It arises from the spirit of people interred in grain in graves. Each retains memories of its former life. Oh my god, pal!
Good shiny.
I mean, yes,
that is good shiny. Ignoring the horrible origin story.
On the one hand,
something that's worth noting is like the mask is obviously the part that your eye focuses on, but. It is a mask being held up by, like, a spirit with a big eye and two punchy fists. Like, let me at him. I'm going to beat him up. Which is kind of
cute. I feel like it's flying around showing you the mask being, like, remember me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not haunting. That is a good shiny, though. I do like that a lot.
Yeah.
It's like a dark purple shade to it.
Interestingly, it doesn't evolve into a bigger mask. This is a case where it evolves into something related but not the same.
This is a case where it evolves into a Scooby-Doo cartoon villain.
It totally does. At level 34, it evolves into Cofagrigus. I always think it's Cofagrigus.
Coffin. Yeah, me too.
But that extra G gets you. Cofagrigus. Desu Karn. Karn means coffin. This coffin.
you want this coffin? Ooh, the shiny. Wow.
That's honestly a top tier shiny.
That's fantastic.
I'm floored.
Oh, the Pokedex. It has been said that they swallow those who get too close and turn them into mummies. They like to eat gold nuggets.
Something like, they like to eat chicken nuggets from McDonald's, too, but we don't want to mention that.
They might have murdered the president. They love candy.
Grave robbers who mistake them for real coffins and get too close end up trapped inside their bodies.
Sick. Man, what if we didn't keep your mask, but we kept Cofagrigus? You have to remove the R. The G. It has to be Cofagrigus.
Cofagrigus is annoying. That's a really annoying.
Yeah, it has to be Cofagrigus. I'm putting my foot down.
It's because it's trying to be sarcophagus or egregi or yeah, sarcophagus, coffin, sarcophagus.
Sarcophagus. I don't know.
Cofagrigus. It's not. The name doesn't feel good on my mouth.
It just feels terrible. It has to be Cofagrigus.
This is another one where Oh, found it. I was like, wait, this is another one where you can't trade it online. And I immediately figured out why. Or you have to.
I still haven't.
You what?
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
I got
found
it.
There you go. Good job. Yep. Congratulations. If there's any slur inside of the name, then it can't be placed on the GTS. It also has the dad ass teeth. Fun fact. Kind of.
I don't know about that.
They're a little spookier. They're not flat. I think what makes them definitively dad ass teeth is like, one just like flat line of like, here I go, here's the booty.
Yeah, it's I think it's specifically an underbite. Underbite on the lip is dad ass.
Underbite
teeth.
In birth latest EXE. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself. It has four hands.
I know you're the one.
Stop! Just stop making three jokes. You're making new jokes. Yamask.
What if I made the old joke 10,000 times?
And it gets funnier every time. Yamask has two hands. Cofagrigus has four big honking hands.
Well, it gained extra hands by trapping grave robbers.
Yeah, it's just using those hands. I do agree, though, that Cofagrigus feels like a Scooby-Doo like side character or something.
Poképark 2.
Yeah.
They say he was a king long, long ago. He still feels as though he is a king and is quite naive.
Aww.
That grounds him a bit.
And then his animation in black and white, he's just doing a little boogie.
Boogie was shaky.
This guy's great. I used to just, like, I'd see this Pokemon and be like, whatever. Over the course of this conversation, he is now, like, one of my favorite ghost types.
Yeah.
This guy's great.
Shaky.
It's like, woo, I'm scary, woo.
Yeah, because ghost type doesn't have to, I mean, like, Yamask is kind of, like, edgy scary. I do think maybe we could still keep Yamask. But Cofagrigus is, like, the kind of spooky that I really like, where it's just like, it's like, kids show spooky.
He just kind of leaned into this life. He's like, you know what? I'm all right with this. I'm making my own.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so definitely keeping Cofagrigus. I say we cut Yamask, but if y'all don't want to, that's okay.
I don't have any strong ties to Yamask.
Alan?
Yamask, no. I understand why the fan base is like, hell yeah, Yamask's cool. But it's just a mask.
It is just
Cofagrigus
a mask.
Rules, though.
Pretty sick. Let's talk about Tortuga.
It's fossil time, baby.
Let's rock. Because it's rock type. But it's also water type.
It's terrible typing.
It doesn't seem like a very effective typing. I'll say that. It seems like a plant shows up and you just go cry. But, you know, about 100 million years ago, these Pokemon swam in oceans.
You don't say.
Yeah. It could dive to about over half a mile into the ocean. That's pretty deep.
Oh, look at the shiny. I like that neon blue it's got.
Oh, yeah. Got this, like, electric blue going on.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a handsome friend.
Tortuga. Oh, like Tortuga, also, like Turtle Island, yeah. Okay.
Oh, is that? I honestly didn't know that. I thought that was a place they made up in that pirate movie.
Oh my god, Isle of Tortuga, yeah.
That's a real place, huh?
No, I think it means Turtle Island. I don't think there is a Turtle Island.
Tortuga is the Spanish word for turtle. I know that.
Yes, correct. Thank you.
let's evacuate this conversation as quickly
as possible. Before we say something stupid. No, but yeah.
I do love like the little like rock visor he's got going on. That looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an armored beak almost. I like that.
I feel like you could put, he has like cup holders in his shell.
Yeah, he really does. He really does.
Beverages.
You know, they're not very deep. I feel like you'd have to do like six things of like cheesy fiesta potatoes.
Oh, and I will do that.
It just slides up. you're at a party and there's like water running through the middle of it. And you're like, that's weird. And you walk up to it and he slides up and goes,
Oh, that'd be sick. You're like a pool party and Tortuga serving drinks. Oh my God, boat train.
Oh, it's like those floating like cup holders in pools.
Exactly. The pool cup holders.
What a friend.
Ah, very helpful. Very, very useful friend.
I like him. I say he stays.
Protoga.
Yeah, he stays, and so does his shiny. Good shiny.
Excellent shiny.
But now we got to talk about Caracosta.
Is this our football friend?
Well, let's see here.
Shiny is
he's got
good.
Like
it's worse.
He's got
yeah.
He's got a rock chest.
Uh huh.
He's got a big mouth and like a helmet face mask thing going on.
And seeing him standing on two legs is kind of unsettling for some reason.
Yeah, is he gonna walk around?
Look at the Pokemon Adventures art where he's got his arms behind his back like he's fucking scheming.
Oh shit, he is scheming.
Its jaws are terrifyingly powerful. It could eat Omastar and Omanyte whole and not be bothered the slightest by their shells.
He looks like Die Hardman.
He kind of does.
I haven't even played that game. Timely.
Oh wow.
What's the Pokédex?
It doesn't feel like an evolution of the previous one, though. I mean, like you'd think, because it's like, oh, he's also a turtle. He's got the same coloration, but just thematically, the tone of this art doesn't look like it's related.
How big
to our friend
is Caracosta? It's 3 foot.
Oh, look at that! This shiny's lame as hell.
Yeah, it's a zero.
Yeah,
attention.
It's not great.
Objectively,
the first
worse.
One was so much better. I don't know how they went worse.
Yeah. What?
Wait a minute. Stuff. They can live both in the ocean and on land. One slap from one of them is enough to open a hole in the bottom of a tanker. It's an ancient Pokemon, though.
Whoa.
Yeah. How? Like?
Oh, like you brought it into the present. It could open a hole in the bottom of a tanker.
And they're like, well, we gotta update these Pokedex now.
It constructed its hard shell by crunching and swallowing the hard shells or bones of its prey. Okay, so it's a little badass.
It's kind of a...
I mean, everything is just saying, look at how tough I am kind of thing.
It could eat Omastar or Omanyte whole and not be bothered in the slightest by the shell.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's trying a little too hard. I think that's a no.
Yeah, it lost points when the shiny got worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Water Rock is surprisingly, like, seems like it would be a cool typing, but they actually use it a lot. I heard they use a decent amount, that I don't like it, really.
Yeah, it's not very unique, and it's very low utility, so it's not great for, like, fighting anyway.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, exactly.
Caracosta, you gotta coast on out of here as we move on to Arshen. Lupin, the third.
Oh my god.
That's the first bird Pokemon.
Arshen? Archen? Arkin?
I love the screenshot in the anime where it's just like, bah!
And also the screenshot of the manga where it's like, bah! Apparently that's the thing it does.
Let's consult Papago. I want to see how to pronounce this. I always thought it was Arkin. Archen. Hold on. Oh my god, please, Papago, you gotta do it.
Oh. I think it would be Arshen.
Yeah?
I've always called it Arshen.
Six, can you read a little bit of Japanese for me?
Not reliably.
Oh, it's because it's trying to translate it from Korean. That's not Korean. Arken. There you go. It's Arken. R. Kelly. No, it's Arken. It's Arken from Street Fighter. Thank you.
I'm still gonna say Arshine. I don't care.
Fine.
Good shiny.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's got a little Toucan Sam.
Yeah.
There's actually more Toucan Sam in the base than the shiny.
Gotta love those fucking Fruit Loops. You know what I'm saying?
That reminds me of Apple Jacks. Do y'all remember Apple Jacks?
I remember Apple Jacks.
They're still around, believe it or not.
Really?
They're not great, honestly.
I probably wouldn't like them if I had them now. Yeah.
As far as like gimmicky, not great cereal, I would prefer Honeycomb.
I'm always been a Fruit Loops man.
I'm just remembering Honeycomb, like, melt, like, dissolving in water, like the...
Oh, yeah, it's just gone.
Yeah, vanishes.
Oh, you remember the commercials with that weird little monster dude that...
Honeycomb, Honeycomb, me on Honeycomb!
What was that thing?
Whoa! A demon.
Sounds vaguely familiar. Can I find an image of this Honeycomb?
Boy? Honeycomb mascot from the 90s.
Honeycomb demon.
Oh, my God! That is very scary. Don't go on Google and look up Honeycomb mascot, folks. Oh,
Jesus Christ!
My God! I hate it.
It's the fucking baby version of Gritty.
It totally comes out on Google Images. People are being looking like it's Gritty's child. Oh my God! It's way creepier than Gritty, though. And yes,
shit.
Somebody did put his face over Junkrat. You are correct in that assumption. Oh,
moving
God.
On.
That's right. That thing was a fucking nightmare.
anyway,
Arshin.
Just like unlocked an old nightmare that I buried long, long, long ago.
I knew there was a reason you guys brought me here. Oh, time.
Yeah. Time.
I'll bring you back in time.
Arshin is like, it's really cute. It looks like he doesn't know what's going on. I always love that eye that's just like, huh, where am I? It's a good shiny.
But you know what? It's still happy to be here, you know?
It's so happy to be here. I wish it didn't evolve. It doesn't need to evolve.
It can only sort of fly, which I think is great for the first bird.
Yep.
Its ability is called the Fetist.
Wow. Wait, what's the Fetist?
Same.
Signature ability. The Fetist halves the user's attack and special attack when their HP is equal to or less than half maximum.
So it panics?
It just gets worse when it's weak? What?
Okay, well let's look at Archeops.
It's just a snake with feathers.
I actually kind of like it.
I don't know. I also have like a sour spot with these because every opponent in the game always starts out with acrobatics and wipes you out.
Yep, thank you. Yes, this is another one. This and Sigilyph are the two where I'm like, fuck.
Said to be an ancestor of bird Pokemon, the muscles it uses to flap its wings are still weak, so it needs a long runway in order to take off.
Even Archeops?
It runs better than it flies.
Hate to see it.
That is cool. I do like that.
It takes off at 25 miles per hour.
That's not that fast. Come on.
No.
This ancient Pokemon's plumage is delicate, so if anyone other than an experienced professional tries to restore it, they will fail.
Archeops. I like how this... Sorry.
Go ahead.
I didn't get a fossil in Black and White too. I'm trying to see if I missed something.
Huh. I like what this really like is leaning into like, no, this is like nature's beta version of a bird. Mm-hmm. This is like maybe alpha. This is like a really shitty bird. And I think that's great.
I do like the artwork that's showing in the Pokemon Battle Troze.
Let's see some of this.
Hey!
That one looks much friendlier. Also,
yeah,
everything says that it can't fly well, but in the Black and White sprites, it exclusively just flies.
It's holding on to an invisible, like a glass branch. It's got a very shallow ego.
Oh, it's from fucking Twist Mountain. Nobody wants to go into Twist Mountain. Sorry, it's me, the Gen 5 defender, has logged on.
Hey, I'm right there with it.
So yeah, Archeops.
I lean yes, personally. Also, shiny is actually bad.
Yeah.
That's really subtle.
You could barely tell. It's blue instead of green. That's it.
It inverts, like it swaps two of the colors.
Oh, that's not fun.
No, that's a bad shiny. Okay, so definitely cutting shiny. Are we cutting Archeops as a whole?
I just think Arkin does all the stuff that I want one of these guys to do.
Yeah, no, you're right. When you're right, you're right.
Yeah. And it has like a shiny, so like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is easy. I always worry about fossil types because I'm just like, I lean towards cutting them, but... and yeah, I do have bad memories of acrobatics on Archaeops, but otherwise, like, Arkin is a very cute friend. A cute friend? Wait, what? Who could it be? It's everyone's favorite. Here he comes.
Yabu. It's Trubbish.
Literal garbage.
New York, baby. So,
it's got inverted dad-ass teeth, which therefore are not dad-ass teeth. What are those?
It's a spork. It's a spork poking out.
It is kind of just a spork poking out, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, it is trash.
Inhaling the gas they belch will make you sleep for a week. Oh, goals. All right. They prefer unsanitary places.
I think that's called a coma.
Oh, shit.
Wanting more garbage, they follow people who litter.
Huh.
See, this is like another thing, like New York is dirty, so that's representative of New York.
Right.
So do they by their presence clean things up?
Because they eat the trash? Oh, that's a good point. No, because they're also belching so much poison gas that I imagine they're overall bad for the environment.
You're probably right.
This is an interesting point from Omega Ruby. The combination of garbage bags and industrial waste caused the chemical reaction that created this Pokemon. So it exists as a result of human excess.
So well, sad. I think humans shouldn't have excess, so let's cut it.
No, it's funny because Trubbish and Garbodor are like the key examples of like Gen 5 got lazy that people used to use. But I think as people get older and start to understand design and like metaphor more, people are more like, well, Trubbish and Garbodor are more relatable because I am also trash, and the whole idea is like they are the direct result of what like human negligence leads to, is these like sad things that are like sentient garbage.
But here's the thing, this is Gen 5.
Yeah,
this is like, oh, Japan's fantastic, but America, man, New York's a shithole. And I kind of resent that.
Pull the pants up.
Wear a belt, Americans, and stop throwing trash everywhere.
Or else this will happen. I just think Trubbish is cute.
Okay, can we agree that we're cutting Garbodor at least?
Yes. We're keeping Garbodor, you said?
No, cutting Garbodor.
Oh, wait, why? What? No.
Trubbish absolutely does not need to evolve. Oh, it's a bad-looking design.
God.
And its Pokedex entries are just like, yep, it's all gross.
I'm really surprised. We have to keep at least one of these.
Do we?
I think so. I really want a garbage Pokemon.
If we keep one, I'd rather Trubbish.
Well, if you look at the Pokedex so far, we've kept lots of garbage Pokemon.
Oh, gosh.
Often at your insistence.
The shiny is a navy blue. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a different brand of trash bag.
It's the ones that smell minty.
It's a Hefty instead of a Glad bag.
Oh, man.
Pure poison type, which you don't see often. It's kind of the Grimer and Muck of this gen. Mm-hmm. Intentionally, because in Sun and Moon, since the arrival of Grimer, the population of Garbodors has decreased, so they are antagonistic to each other. I kind of like... Did we keep Grimer or Muck?
We kept Grimer,
and we kept Alolan
and then Grimer
Muck.
Evolved into Alolan Muck.
We're very funny.
Yes, we are.
I kind of like... I think it serves a different purpose.
I don't.
You don't think it serves a different purpose? Okay.
No, I don't.
I don't need to fight you on this.
You're good with cutting both?
Ugh, you're making me sad. But I'm being outnumbered here.
I think it's the right move, Alan.
Okay. I'm going to allow it.
Okay.
Goodbye, garbage.
Let's talk about Zorua.
Aww.
This is Tricky Fox Pokemon.
Look at his feisty little face.
He'll kill ya. So, Zoroark and Zoroark are not legendaries, but they seem like legendaries.
I think it's like an analog to, or like contrast to Lucario, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
They were the first Gen 5 Pokemon to reveal to be revealed to the public on February 10th, 2010.
So they're very, despite only having the one tail, they're very much like a Kitsune kind of thing, Kitsune, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where they've got like... What, you caught me saying Kitsune wrong?
No, I caught the shiny being amazing.
Oh, that's good.
That's electric.
Ooh, wow. Boogie.
Something about neon blue, I just so dig good. A lot.
Please tell me Zoroark has that blue. Nope, it's actually different. It's cool in a different way.
Wow. So these were event exclusive before Black and White 2. In Black and White 1, there was no way to normally catch them.
Interesting. In 2, you're given one from, I think, one of the Seven Sages early on in the game after he tells you about N. And then it's like, oh, this was N's Zorua. And you can level it with you and kind of, you can sort of do the Victini thing where you take it with you through the whole game, except... I didn't really do that because you don't, like, a pure dark type is actually not that useful. I mean, it learns foul play, it learns, like, faint attack, and
it's
can
cool.
Learn HMs. It is cool, but just, like, it wasn't useful on my team.
I guess that's fair.
I tried to keep it for a while. I got it to, like, level 40 or something, and I was like, this is fine.
So, it looks like Zorua mostly, it looks like it uses it for fun, you know? It's kind of, like, feisty and... just like likes to pull pranks, but Zoroark looks like it will fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a few Pokedex entries from Zorua before we talk about Zoroark. It changes the form of others to surprise them. Apparently, it often transforms to a silent child. Whoa. If a normally talkative child suddenly stops talking, it may have been replaced by Zorua.
Oh, whoa. Never mind. All right.
Cool.
Yeah, this thing's cool as hell.
And that's Zorua. That's not even Zoroark.
This Pokemon has a cowardly disposition, so when it's not around friends, it basically always stays transformed as something else.
Aww.
Now Zoroark. Zoroark is less cool. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Too much less hair. Cool. Too much hair. It's like too much fluff.
Yeah, stories say those who tried to catch Zoroark were trapped in an illusion and punished.
So it's a master genjutsu. Okay, sure.
I get that joke now.
It's also just a general Japanese term. It's not just a thing. Okay, but bonds between these Pokemon are very strong. Protect their lair with illusionary scenery.
Oh, it doesn't just transform itself. It also has the power to make hundreds of people see its illusions.
Yeah, 100 clone jutsu. I know that.
Oh, you know.
The best thing about Naruto is that they spend several chapters talking about like the difference between clone jutsu that is physical and corporeal and clone jutsu that is like illusory and meant to trick you. And how those are like very distinct and different and require different, completely different types of training. That shit rules. Anyways. Zoroark is cool in the games because you'll just be like walking in a forest and it'll just be like, oh, there's a big Bulbasaur over there for some reason. And you go up to it and it's like, nope, it was Zoroark. And you can either fight it or it just jumps away really fast. And it's just there to, like, scare you a little bit.
And what's a cool mechanic, especially, like, in the later game fights when all of the stuff you know that works against it isn't working. And then you find out at the end, it's like, oh, all right.
Yeah. If you get one, that's actually a cool thing, I guess, that would be cooler in multiplayer. It spawns in battle as the next Pokemon in your lineup. And then if it's hit, it becomes, like, physically Zoroark. But it has the moves of Zoroark all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So mine looked like an Unfezant the whole game, except if it gets hit, then it's like, oh hey, it's me, Zoroark, and it makes this really gross noise when the disguise is broken. It's like, you're like, oh shit, yeah.
That digital corruption kind of sound.
Exactly, it's kind of cool.
The shiny is good though. That's a good shade of purple.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're keeping both of these.
Yeah, it's allowed. I'm not against that.
It's pretty cool.
Wait a minute. Lucario. What's Lucario's Japanese name?
Did they change his name?
Oh, no. I was reading about the differences between Lucario and Zoroark, and it was like, they both share the same Japanese name. And I was like, wait, what? But it means that Zoroark is Zoroark, Lucario is Lucario. That means that they didn't localize their names. Why is it called Zoroark? Oh, Zoro, Spanish for fox. And
who's cunning and free?
Ak, like Aku.
Zoro, who makes the sign of the Z.
Wow. Wait, which Zoro is that from?
That's like the original ass Zoro.
Oh, wow.
I only know Antonio Banderas, so yeah. Zoro.
Okay, well.
Not my Zoro.
It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about Mencino.
Mencino, California? I've had that
no
joke cooking for years.
No one's ever made that joke before. Yes.
Yeah, cooking for years and years.
The chinchilla Pokemon.
Mencino?
That's what it says.
So, but it's probably Mencino because if it's chinchilla.
But there's no CH. It's Mencino.
I know, but chinchilla's... Oh. No, you're right.
Oh, it's a tiny Pokemon. It grooms. They meet each other. They greet each other by grooming each other. They prefer a tidy habitat, and they're always sweeping and dusting with their tails as brooms. They're a clean freak that will not allow even the slightest mess. When its tail has gotten all dirty from self-cleaning or from cleaning its nest, Mencino spends a whole day washing its tail in clean spring water.
You know, we can learn a thing or two from them.
Seriously, get me a roommate like Mencino.
Look at the anime screenshot. He's just flying in the air, so happy to be alive.
Yeah. Doing his best. Doing her best. 75% female.
Oh, good. Shiny.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Little pale pink. Reminds me of like a Neopet.
That is a good one, though. I like the little white highlights.
So it is the Pokemon that appears when they're introducing the concept of Pokemon, you know, like welcome to the world of Pokemon in black and white, and it is possible for it to appear as shiny.
Yeah, most of, I think everything since then, every world of Pokemon introductory thing has a chance to be shiny. I read that somewhere recently.
It would blow my fucking mind. I would just be like, what's happening?
You cannot have it. You just, bye, it's gone.
I think the old man who trains you how to catch, too, I think that's the same thing. I think he could catch a shiny.
That's fucked up.
He can catch a shiny. Yes, it's hilarious.
What a dickhead.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
True.
And then it evolves into Cincino, where it is like a glamorous, like wrapped in like a fur shawl kind of thing. Oh, it's a scarf. Yes, there we go.
Fancy gal.
I think it's its hair.
Their white fur is coated in special oil that makes it easy for them to deflect attacks. Feels amazing to touch. Repels dust. Prevents static electricity. For people troubled by bad skin, this oil is an effective treatment.
Whoa.
This is what a friend.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I would never.
The Pantene Pro V Pokemon.
Damn.
She's very cute. Very.
Yeah,
cute.
Let's look at a good shiny again. Please tell me we got a good shiny.
Well, it's different. It's not pink.
Not as good. Yeah. It's okay.
It's okay.
I do like how the back side, it's like the hair is all bouncy.
Yeah, and it like forms a little like heart back there.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I think we should tell it to change the shiny to the Mencino shiny. The Mencino shiny colors are really good.
Yeah, if you want to know into that, it would be better.
Do you want to know a fun fact about why Cincino feels so like iconic and adorable and beautiful?
Sure.
Created, designed by Atsuko Nishida, who is the woman who designed Pikachu.
Well, that would do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. She's good. She designed...
Talented lady.
She designed a lot of Gen 1 and designed stuff from Gen 5 like Whimsicott, Lilligant.
Great. Yes.
Cincino, and get ready.
Yes.
Her most recent work, Sylveon.
Dilveon?
Sylveon.
Sylveon. Oh, okay. Yes. I was like, I don't know that one.
Dildeon.
So basically all the top tiers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Bellsprout, Blossom,
friends.
Ponyta, all the Eeveelutions. Atsuko Nishida, shout outs to you, homegirl. That's fantastic. You're doing the best.
If you ever
want to
be on the podcast,
bring her on.
we get to, you know, like another Pokemon she's designed, we're like, cut it. Just cut it.
Destroyed.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I'm looking at her list. These are. I think most of these Pokemon are fucking good.
Squirtle, Kakuna, Oddish, Alolan Raichu.
Raichu. Oh, that's a good one. Alolan Raichu is literally like one of my five favorite Pokemon.
Easily. Yep.
Okay, well, I think we should call it there for this episode. We made some good progress. We knocked out nearly 20 Pokemon.
Yeah, we're getting some weird ones now. We're going to get to the Goths. We're going to get to the aliens. We're going to get to more birds. We got a lot of stuff coming up.
Yep. And what we don't have coming up is the end of this Pokedex.
God, not even remotely close.
Oh my God, there are so fucking many.
Not even a little bit close.
Best gen.
So, Lee, we can talk now, kind of openly.
you may now speak.
You may now speak. You and I are big Gen 5 fans.
Yep, totally.
What's your history with this generation? I feel like we don't really talk about this with guests that often, but like, you know, why is it you said before your favorite gen, and like, what do you remember about it?
I don't know, because when I was younger, I used to go in and out, because I started with Gen 1, then I skipped Gen 2, went back in Gen 3, skipped Gen 4, and then something about 5, it just spoke to me. It just felt super fresh, and I was gone for so long, I guess it meant a lot, and I also like the fact that they were kind of brave enough to not bring in any of the old generation stuff in Black and White 1. Like, the entirety of that game until the post-game, you had the new stuff. And they were like, all right, there's the new guys. Like, Street Fighter 3 next gen, but not as bad. But
it is kind of the Street Fighter 3 of Pokemon. That's a really good point. Some people hate it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I appreciated what they did. I liked a lot of stuff, and it was the first time I feel the story tried going somewhere. It didn't go anywhere great, but it's tried.
Yeah.
I just like the effort they put into it, I guess.
Did you play just Black and White, or did you end up going to play Black and White 2?
I got Black and White 2 eventually, but I still like 1 better than that one, I think.
Yeah. I actually, listeners may know, I've been trying to play a Pokemon game per generation that we discuss. I gave up on Platinum because that game is extremely boring. Like really close to the end, like 7 badges in or something, just because I didn't want to deal with the end of it. And then I went back to my save from Black 2, which I had running since like early 2017 or something. And I finally just like spent the last couple of days sitting down and knocking that game out. And it is still maybe my favorite Pokemon game.
It's just so fun.
It's so fun. Yeah, like, it's really streamlined. Like you said, the story is, like, absolutely trying things. There's, you know, the multiple rivals thing and having different, like, concurrent storylines. Gym leaders matter. Elite Four matters. It's the first one where the Elite Four are fought in an optional order. There's a robust post-game, at least in Black and White 2. A lot of, like, weird legendaries and, like, little side stories and towns that don't matter and, like, beautiful little side stories that just, like, affect you and then you move right on. It's an incredibly strong generation of Pokemon.
Yeah, and it has the most polish out of like all the 2D ones. It's like they just threw everything they had out there, and it looks so polished and feels so snappy. And the soundtrack's really great too. I still think it's my favorite wild Pokemon theme in the series.
Yeah, it's one where I'm not constantly muting it. And if there's ever like a clearly like new song, you know, when you fight a new boss or something, I'll always crank that shit because it's so good. Mm-hmm. And even like root music in that game is both of those games is good.
Yeah, town music, root music's, I don't know. I just have very little complaints about it. I just like it.
Totally. I'll never not be impressed by the fact that Black 2 starts you off in a city that didn't exist in Black and White 1 and then asks you to go to the like big city from the first game as the second place you visit. And you go the opposite way around the map that you did in the first game. And once you beat the Elite Four, you beat Team Plasma for the second time, then you can finally go back to the town where you started the first game. And the post-game reward is this beautiful moment where you get to fight Bianca, who's the rival from the first game. And she's like, oh, man, this feels like the old times. I wonder where Alan, like the player character from 1, is. We haven't seen her in a really long time. And then you go back. This broke my heart today. You go back to, sorry, I guess spoilers for Pokemon Black 2. If people care, for a game from 2012. You go back to the house where the player character from the first game started, and your mom is like, honey, you're finally home. Did you ever meet those friends? Did you ever find out what was going on with N? And she turns around and she says, oh, he's still gone. It's been 2 years. And I was like, ah! And she'll still heal your stuff, and she'll still like talk to you and be like, you can go to his bedroom. Like, he's super, he's like very friendly, and I know he'll be back, but he's busy. And it was just like, oh, I'm, that's my reward.
Stay in touch with your loved ones, everybody.
Please, if you're the if you're out there and you're the protagonist from Pokemon Black and White 1, call your
please
mom.
Come home.
Come home. Call your mom. Send some money home, at least.
Cut toxic people out of your life. And
call your mom. Yeah, it's just, it's a really great one. And I'm happy to like have that done and now be able to say that I have like played all of Gen 5, but I can get ready for Sword and Shield now. So, yeah, that was the other reason I was excited to have you on. And we finally got another Gen 5 best gen pal.
All right. Best gen.
Yeah, Six. So thank you for letting me have my soapbox, though.
Sure. I'm going to cut this out of the podcast. Not what you said, what I'm about to say. It's kind of fortunate that you just talked for a while, because I've just been kind of sitting here in shock. Because I went to siliconera.com, which I do fairly frequently, right? And it logged me in as an admin and is asking me to install WordPress on siliconera.com. I'm not a SiliconERA admin. What the fuck is happening?
Are they being DDoSed or something?
I'm sure they are, but that still shouldn't have logged me in as an admin.
That's something.
I should just close this tab. I don't want anything to do with it. It's gone.
You're gonna break
I don't want
something.
Anything to do
no,
with
delete
this.
Delete all the articles. They had multiple outages today, according to this web. This Are They Down website.
Oh yeah, they get DDoSed all the time. Yeah. And it turns out when you like court fucking hardcore anime fans, you get a bunch of fucking lunatics as your anyway. I get things back on track. I apologize. Well, with that rant about the worst generation out of the way, boomers, let's talk about where people can find you and other people on the internet. Lee.
Well, so far.
Father time.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, I'm mostly just on Twitter, at UnstableArc. Maybe I'll do stuff in the future. Got a few ideas brewing, but who knows? If anything, I'll keep people posted up there.
Sounds good. And also, you know, if you want to get a chance to meet our friend here, just wait. We all die eventually. He'll get to you.
I'll be seeing you.
Alan, what about you? What's your internet status these days?
I still have a secret Twitter account that you're not going to get the handle for, but if you can find it, you can request to follow me. That's awesome. Also, I can be found on some other podcasts, namely Chats, a television podcast. That's CHATZ. That's a show where my friend John and I watch TV shows every single week, and we are nearing the very, very end of Babylon 5 and soon to be starting the Babylon 5 side series Crusade. So stick with us as we probably cry because the show rules, and I'm going to be really sad to see it done. That's Chats. That's what I got. What about you, Saxophone?
You can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar. You can find most of the things that I do at ScanlineMedia.com, and those that are not there are at Patreon.com/ScanlineMedia. I think that's just about everything from us here, but there is one thing that you need to be reminded of.
This is a game for kids. I got you.
Okay.
I was like, how do we want this to be seamless or do we want this to be Uber Eats?
I was hoping, but it is extremely not.
Okay. Take two. No one noticed.
Yeah. Six, can you give it to me again?
Yeah. I will definitely cut all of this. That'll happen. but there's one thing we should say before we go.
This is a game for kids. So let's be adults.
Peace.